Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Dalid Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. Emir Tzoshem, today we'll be concluding Simen Reish Samach Aleph. And we are at Sif Gimel. We've been talking about the halachos of the Zmanim for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, when Shkia is, when is Ben Hashmashos, when is Twilight, and when is Tzeis HaKochavim. Today we begin with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Mishe'eno Baki B'shir Zeh. The person is not certain about what these times actually are. L'maisa. He doesn't know when the sun is setting. He doesn't know when is the Ben Hashmashos period of time. Yadlik ba'od shashemesh b'rosh ha'ilonos. In order to make sure he's not chas v'shalom transgressing Shabbos, he should make sure that his family lights candles when the sun is still high enough in the sky that it's visible, so to say, in the treetops, as opposed to sinking down further below the horizon, which, as we've said, according to the Shita of the Yireyim, may already be Ben Hashmashos. And certainly, if you want to add Tosefes Shabbos for the Shita of the Vilna Gaon and the Gra, one should certainly light before the sun is sunk totally below the horizon. Vim hu yom me'unan, if it is a day that it's cloudy and you can't tell over here where the sun is in the sky, yadlik shishahat tarnigolim yoshvim ala kora bimod yom. One can rely upon the fact that if the roosters are still sitting over here on a board, it is still daytime. Apparently, the roosters, the chickens, had a certain set pattern that they would be roosting on certain boards in the houses, and therefore, if you saw them still sitting there, you knew it was still daytime. And if you're out in the field where there are no chickens, so then yadlik kishah orvim yoshvim mibod yom. Then you can go and light the candles if you see that there are still ravens outside. Apparently, the ravens also are out there only during the daytime. So if you still see ravens, then you know that it's still daytime and you can still light the candles. For those of us not living on a farm or in an agrarian society, these simonim will not be very helpful to us. The post can discuss today that we have atomic clocks and that we have calendars and schedules to the minute, so then we can rely upon those as well. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Chavav writes, Barosh Elonos or Barosh Agagos Hagvoim. If there aren't any trees there, by the time the sun is going to the rooftops, so then you know that you're nearing close to the time that you should accept Shabbos and therefore light candles now. Siv Katan Chav Zayin, if it's a cloudy day, V'adin Kishiyesh Lomo Rishos Shaholech Betov. The Mishneh Berurah even tells us if you have a clock that runs well, V'yodea Aideze Emasa Yuzman Shkia, and your clock is accurate and you know when the Shkia is, Yachol Lismo Cholov, one can rely upon this, is brought down by the Birkei Yosef, and this is the halacha lemaisa. We, of course, rely very heavily today on our watches, our clocks, and you can go to various websites, MyZmanim, for example, and others, to tell you exactly when is the Shkia, when is this plag, when is that plag, and all the different Zmanim that are important to us. One can rely upon these, if one has an accurate timepiece, obviously, to make sure that one is fulfilling all of these halachos the way they're supposed to be fulfilled. Siv Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Achar Anias Baruchu, when a person says Baruchu for Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday night, so then, Afa Pisha Dayin Yomu, even if it's still light outside, and it hasn't yet reached the Halachic Shabbos, Ein Ma'arvin, the Ein Tomnim, then one no longer is allowed to do any Malacha, one cannot make the Erevin that we talked about, an Erev Chatzeros, or an Erev Tumim, and Ein Tomnim, no, one is no longer allowed to insulate in things that you're not allowed to insulate on Shabbos. You're accepting Baruch Hu, you're saying Baruch Hu means you've accepted Shabbos, and therefore all of the Yisurim that we've been talking about are now applicable to you, even though it is outside fully light, and for another Jewish person, they have not accepted upon themselves Shabbos, they would be allowed to do all of these things. Why is that? Mishum dehu kiblei l'Shabbos alei. Because by saying Baruch Hu, you have basically stated, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos. Uludidon, hevi amira mizmor shili yom haShabbos, kanias Baruch Hu luditu. The Mechaber tells us that nowadays, our saying mizmor shili yom haShabbos, which we normally say at the conclusion after l'chododi, so our saying there, mizmor shili yom haShabbos, that's the equivalent of accepting upon your Shabbos like they used to say when they accepted Baruch Hu. When they said Baruch Hu, they were accepting Shabbos by us. Already saying mizmor shili yom haShabbos, we're accepting Shabbos. That's why some have the minhag specifically to stand up when they say mizmor shili yom haShabbos, because they're accepting in the Shabbos at that point in time. So you stand up l'kavod Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Chav Ches explains, when you say Baruch Hu, Mishum Dehu Hascholas Tfilas Arvi Shel Shabbos, this is the first beginning part of the davening of Shabbos, of Maariv, Lekach HaKol Porushim Oz Mimalacha. Therefore, everybody at that point separates themselves from doing any Malacha. You've accepted Shabbos, we'll look at the Kaman, the Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Yud, as we'll learn in Yitzhashem, in Reish Samach Gimel. Dehu Kimi Shekibal Ov Kiddusha Shabbos B'Feirish. And this is no different than if somebody specifically verbally states, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'aser oz b'chol hasiyogim v'hagederim shgadru chazal l'shabbos." He at that point accepts upon himself all of the fences and all of the restrictions that the rabbis instituted for Shabbos in that pre-Shabbos zman. This now is halachically Shabbos for that person, and all these restrictions apply. For example, kagon. Lichnos lamerchot lazia ba'alma, to go into a bathhouse, to go to a shvitz, you're not allowed to do that once it's already Shabbos. The koshechim b'ruchitz b'chamim, and certainly you can't wash yourself in hot water at that point in time. The issue foot number 34 reminds us that the reason you can't go into a shvitz is because you may come to wash yourself in hot water. So certainly, you certainly can't wash yourself in hot water if you're not allowed to go into a shvitz at that point as well. And this reasoning, the Mishnah Berurah explained over there, was because you may come to heat up the water on Shabbos. So even if the water was heated before Shabbos, you're not allowed to go bathe in this hot water on Shabbos. And that's why the rabbi said, don't even go into a shvitz. It's almost like a gzeira l'gzeira, but it's really one big gzeira over here. The reason why they were so strict was because, as we pointed out previously as well, there were bad people that would be sinners who would go in there and say, oh no, we're just going in for the shvitz. We're not going in for hot water. We're not going to bathe in there. And then they would go bathe in there. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'chi hai gav nam b'chol ha-shvusim, and the same is true for all the other shvusim, all the other rabbinical dictums, restrictions that the rabbis set up, you're not allowed to do. And Dishah foot number 35 points out, likewise, V'chi le'inyun ti'ima, the mitzvah of to taste the food at that point is also osur. Awal inyun shvush shalamir li'akam l'tzarech mitzvah. The one exception to all of this is that you are still allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to do something for you if it's a tzarech mitzvah. And the rabbis were not gozer. Shelo gozer olav afilu imkibel of Shabbos. There, the rabbis did not make a gzera if you set it on yourself Shabbos before it's really Shabbos, that you shouldn't ask an Akam to do things for you, because we said it's not, even though the Akam is going to do it for you, but since you're not doing a real maisa, and because it's l'shem mitzvah, so the rabbis permitted it and never asked it. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Uboha Mechaber Lashmeinu, the Mechaber here is coming to teach us, Dafilu Oson Dvorim Sheitiru Bein HaShemashos. Even those things, all of these things that we talked about were permissible during the Bein HaShemashos for the Dvar Mitzvah. For example, could go in Eruve Chatzeros V'Hatmana, to go and make an Eruve Chatzeros to allow you to carry on Shabbos, have onik Shabbos, and Hatmana, you should have hot food on Shabbos. The rabbis permitted these things during the Bein HaShemashos, and likewise, Vuadin Kol Shvus Shu L'Tzorach Mitzvah, and likewise, any other rabbinical prohibition the rabbis permitted you to do during the Bein HaShemashos, if it was Vitzorach Mitzvah. Nevertheless, Afilu Hochi Osu Kan. But if you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, then they didn't allow it. That's the psak over here of the Mechaber. Vatam, the reason the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Kibbutz, the Kibbutz of Shabbos with Eirush, since you actively accepted upon yourself Shabbos by saying Baruch Hu, by saying Mizmah Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, or by actually saying, I accept upon myself Shabbos, Avshu Zaman HaRbei Kol the Bein HaShemashos, even though it's well before the time of the real Bein HaShemashos period of time, which is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, and a Sofik Doraisa, so therefore, Chomur Mi Bein HaShemashos B'li Kabbalah. So it's more strict over here then the Bein HaShemashos period of time, which you didn't necessarily say, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos, and therefore, for these Yisroim D'Rabban, the rabbis forbade you to do them during the period of time when you've accepted Shabbos, even before the Bein HaShemashos, whereas they permitted you to do it during the Bein HaShemashos. Well, if he said, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Yitzar Het Teira the Bein HaShemashos Hanal Le'inyan Eruvi Chatzeros V'Atmona. The rabbis therefore never really permitted this heter of allowing you to do certain things during the Bein HaShemashos that were only Yisroim D'Rabbanan, but they were Letzorach Shabbos or Letzorach Mitzvah. They only allowed you to do them V'chi HaGavne and things like that. Rakim Hu B'Mokum Shein Shom Tzibor. If the entire community is not present and hasn't accepted upon itself Shabbos early, the Lav Hochi, because if that is not the case, Bevadei Rov Tzibor Kiblu Kavar Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos, if the entire Tzibor has already accepted Shabbos before the Bein HaShemashos period of time, so during the Bein HaShemashos time, they've already accepted Shabbos, and therefore everybody's dragged along with them. You can't say, well, I haven't accepted Shabbos yet. So therefore, you're pulled along with them. And Sif Yud Gimel, Ayin Shom, we'll get to that Mitzvah Shem in a few days. This is a very important idea, that a tzibor can drag along an individual. You can't say, well, the entire tzibor, you're living in a one shul town, in a one tzibor town, and they will accept the Shabbos early. You can't say, no, I'm going to accept Shabbos late. You're dragged along with them. Deir Shufut number 37 points out, but if you're in a two shul town, there is not one tzibor, there are two tzibors over here. So then we'll learn in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, She'ein Echod Nigrar Acharei Chavero. So if one shul, they daven early, and the other shul, they daven late. So then the shul that's davening late is not pulled along by the shul that davens earlier, even if the shul that davens earlier is larger than them. Avol Be'ofen Sherov Moshavos Yisrael Kiblu Aleim Es Shabbos. But if the vast majority of the people in that area have accepted upon themselves Shabbos, so then we're going to learn over there, Shadino Chomer Yosemi Kabbalah Satzibor. That's stricter than even your community accepted accepting it. But also afilu ayde nachri im lo litzorich mitzvah. Then you can't even ask a non-Jewish person to do something for you unless it's litzorich mitzvah. Mitzvah Hashem will learn all these dinim in Reish Samach Gimel in a few days. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes ayin in the bir halacha b'shem har biachronim shekotzu. The Mishnah Berurah has a longer arichos over here in the Bir Halacha, where he brings down many achronim who say that this din of accepting Shabbos by saying Baruch Hu, the davka ayde Baruch Hu, shehu kabbalah Shabbos shel tzibur, by saying Baruch Hu in the tzibur, that obviously states beferish that the tzibur is accepted upon itself Shabbos. Avolam yochid kibel olav Shabbos mibod yom, but if an individual has accepted upon him Shabbos himself, not with the tzibur, lo chomer mibein hashmoshos, then it does in fact have the same halacha as the bein hashmoshos period of time, v'chein mashem mimogin avram sivkot and zayin, that you could do all of these things, even though you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, but since the tzibur didn't accept upon itself Shabbos, and the tzibur is still able to do malacha, so this would be halachically like the bein hashmoshos period of time, when you're allowed to do certain things that are only isurim derabbanim, but you're doing them for Shabbos or for the dvar mitzvah, that it would be permissible. The issue foot number 38 brings down the Tama Dov. The reasoning behind this is brought down in the Shari Tshuva in Sivkot Nalev, in the name of the Dogul Merivava. Shikishayachid Mekabel Love, when an individual accepts upon himself early Shabbos, Eino Mekabel Ela Tosefes Shabbos. This really isn't, he's really accepting upon himself Shabbos. He's basically accepting upon himself Tosefes Shabbos. The Eino Ela Mitzvah Saseh, and this is a mitzvah Saseh to do so. We spoke yesterday, the day before, how important this mitzvah is. But nevertheless, it's not over Yisurim, it's just fulfilling a mitzvah Saseh. And therefore, Lachain Yesh Lahakil Bishvus Shumid Rabban. And therefore, for rabbinical prohibitions, one can be lenient during this period of time when you yourself are just accepting upon yourself Tosefes Shabbos, if it's the Dvar Mitzvah, it's Erech Shabbos to do something that's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. As opposed to Masha Eikein Li'achar Amiras Baruch Hu. However, when the Tzibor has said Baruch Hu, and you've answered Baruch Hu with them, B'Pashtus Mekabel Olatzmo Es Kedusha Shabbos Mamish. That's not Tosefes Shabbos. You're not basically saying it really is Shabbos for you. And therefore, Dino Kishabbos Atzmo. And therefore, it has the same halachic status as Shabbos itself, when you're normally not allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to do various things for you. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Ein Ma'arvim, he has a much more detailed analysis and discussion of this subject, Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Tes explains, Shadayin Yom Hu, even if you said Baruch Hu, while it was still clearly daytime outside, Rotz Olam, and the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu Huzman Harbe Kol Debein HaShmoshos, even if it's well before the Bein HaShmoshos, albeit Kol Shu Achar Plag HaMincha, it certainly has to be after Plag HaMincha, or else, as we pointed out in yesterday's shir, you don't accept anything about Shabbos before Plag HaMincha. If somebody says Thursday night, listen, I love Shabbos so much, let's make Shabbos tonight already, so obviously that's worthless. If the person lights the Shabbos candles before Plag HaMincha, that's not called lighting the Shabbos candles, etc., etc. You can't accept Shabbos before Plag HaMincha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed says, and he says again, and remind us, even if you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah, once you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, according to this opinion that the Mechaber has, that you're not allowed to do anything, so you can't do even things Dvar Mitzvah. Sivkot Lamed Aleph, Kanias Baruch Hu, the saying nowadays of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos has the equivalent status of Baruch Hu. The Mistama, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kivan Shemaskir Shabbos Havi Ki Kabbalah, because you're saying Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, so it's as if you're verbalizing and saying, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos. Because of the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham adds and he writes, "Bat no again lomar mizmor shir v'gomer." Nowadays that we say mizmor shir, v'afilu hachi osin kol amlochos ad baruchu. Nevertheless, we haven't accepted upon ourselves Shabbos, the Magen Avraham states, until we actually say baruchu. So some places, for example, they may have a break after mizmor shir right before baruchu. They're learning and things like that. So if it's not yet Shabbos physically outside, so they're accepting Shabbos upon themselves early. So the saying of mizmor shir doesn't officially accept upon themselves Shabbos. This is true. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Vaynu kishaz." Of course, you're dealing here, but you're well before the Bein HaShmashos. Once it's Bein HaShmashos, it's of course too late to suggest that you haven't accepted upon yourself Shabbos. That's already Sofik Doraisa that it's Shabbos. Vatam, the reasoning is, Mishum Demeikara Hochi Kiblu Alayu, Vemiskavnim Bezele Kabbalah, because they did not intend to accept Shabbos when they said Mizmor Shir in this situation, therefore it's not considered as a full Kabbalah of Shabbos. This was true during the days of the Magen Avraham. However, the Mishnah Berurah says nowadays, Mishnah Berurah lived a couple hundred years after the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham lived in the 1600s. He died in 1682. And the Mishnah Berurah, of course, died in the 1930s. So the Mishnah Berurah says nowadays, Hamino Kayom Miyad Shomri Mizmor Shir Mikabla Natsibur Shabbos Alayu. We, when we say Mizmor Shir, that's the equivalent of Beferish stating that we're accepting upon ourselves Shabbos. But also b'chol ha'mlochos, and therefore it is forbidden for us to do any melacha after we say Mizmor Shir, afilu adayin hayom godol. And this is true, even if the light is still outside shining, the sun is still out, and there is no yet Shabbos from a calendar point of view. And he brings down in the name of the Prima Godim and the Derech HaChayim. Finally, concludes v'kosav b'sefer derech chokma. He brings down from the sefer derech chokma. Du adin bin makomo shenoagim lomar lechododi u'mesaimin bo yichalo. The same thing would apply in places where they say lechododi, as most of us do, and they conclude with the last paragraph bo yichalo. That's also heavy kabbalah Shabbos mamish. That's the equivalent of accepting Shabbos. Yerusha foot number 39 brings down from Rav Nissen Karl Shlita. It's the conclusion when you say in the actual words bo yichalo at the end. That's when you're accepting Shabbos. However, he says in places, as many shuls do have, where they invite the Avelim to come back into the shul. They went out for the Kabbalah Shabbos, and now they come in again, and we say, Amokim Menachem Yisrem. So he says, by definition, you're still stating that that's a weekday, that's Chol, because we're not Menachem on Shabbos in the same way that we're Menachem on a weekday. And therefore, he brings out from Ariel Yashiv, Shadovim Mochiach, She'ena Makadlim Nesha Shabbos, Ela Ba'amiras Mizmor Shir. We invite the Avelim in, we say, Amokim Menachem to them, so we're by definition saying we're not accepting Shabbos with the saying of Bo Yichala, and only when we say Mizmor Shir does that mean that we're accepting Shabbos. Mishabur continues and says, "V'ayinah the Tosefah Shabbos says, go look further in the Tosefah Shabbos for many of these halachos." That concludes today's shir and Siman Reish Samach Aleph.